Welcome to NaNoWriMo Every Month. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 20 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and other things, and I am your guide on this journey to use NaNoWriMo to level up to professional output levels. Welcome to Day 1. So, you've got your blank document in front of you, and you're trying to get started. Maybe you've got an idea. Maybe you don't have a clue. Either way, you have to start a story, and you have to start it soon, or you're going to waste the first day of your NaNoWriMo. So, what is it that makes a story? What is it that you need to start a story? It's actually fairly straightforward. In order to start any story, you need a character in a setting with a problem. Now, it doesn't have to be the problem that's going to preoccupy them for the entire story. At the beginning of Star Wars, Luke Skywalker's problem is not that he has to blow up the Death Star and save the princess. It's that his uncle won't let him go hang out with his friends. He only gets the bigger problems as a result of trying to solve the smaller ones, by trying to placate his uncle until his uncle suddenly gets murdered by stormtroopers. In Alien, you have a cast of space truckers who've been woken up to investigate an anomaly, and their problem is investigating it thoroughly enough that they can then go back to sleep and get home. They don't really care about what they're going to find, they're just following orders in order to get the orders out of the way. In Die Hard, John McClane is in Los Angeles, and his problem is that he doesn't get along with his wife, and he's somehow trying to effect a reconciliation so that he and his family can live together again. The fact that terrorists happen to drop in and screw that up, well, that's hardly his fault, is it? But it does give him something to do, and eventually a way to solve that initial problem. And that's the thing. The arc of the story is about your character solving that problem, even though they have to go a long way around to do it. At the end of Star Wars, Luke gets to hang out with his friends forever. At the end of Alien, Ripley gets to go back into cryosleep and go home. In the first novel I'm working on this month, my character, Suavrob, is in a bar, and he's got the problem of trying not to take a job that a couple of gangsters have just offered him. And the process of attempting to solve that problem is going to catapult him into the rest of the adventure, which I've only got some sketchy ideas about. You see where this is going. But you have to start somewhere, and starting small and escalating from there is an excellent way to work yourself into a novel, particularly if you've only written short stories before, because you're used to starting out with a character in a setting with a problem that can be managed in 5 to 10,000 words. And that's what it takes to get a novel going. Start with your character, give them a firm sense of place and time, and a problem that they've got to solve or that's preoccupying them, and then let things unfold and get complicated from there. And remember, when those complications come, they come because of what your character does. Everything that happens in your novel happens because your character screwed up, either by misjudging the situation or by solving things in a way that makes things worse. And this cycle of failure is what will drive your novel. If your character succeeds too unequivocally too soon, your novel is over and you've accidentally written a short story. We'll see you tomorrow. NaNoWriMo Every Month is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at nanowrimoeverymonth.com and leave a tip in the tip jar to support this podcast. NaNoWriMo Every Month is copyright 2015 by J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions and released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License.